Hamburger, the cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
What kind of hamburger?
Cheeseburgers.
No. Where'd you get them? McDonald's, Wendy's, Jack in the Box, where?
Big Kahuna Burger.
Big Kahuna Burger? That's that Hawaiian burger joint. I hear they got some tasty burgers. I ain't never had one myself. How are they?
Good.
You mind if I try one of yours?
Two men, two burgers, some beer. It's the Montreal Burger Report with Ed Hocko,
also known as Blork,
and Chris Zeke Hand. Good day and welcome to the fourth part of the fifth episode of the Montreal Burger Report. In this episode, Ed Hocko,
also known as Blork,
and Chris Zeke Hand, having realized that their first round of burgers at the Lalo Burger,
also known as Shea Malash,
were delicious, decide to order a second round of burgers. This time, they both order variations on the number three. Blork has a very pleasant surprise upon visiting the bathroom, and then the recorder stops dead in its tracks while they are savoring the exquisite burgers from DeLallo Burger,
also known as Shea Malash.
DeLallo's is located at 2523 Notre Dame West. Their phone number is 514-934-0818, and they're open 7 days a week from 11 in the morning until about 9:30 at night. This location is one of six or so outlets in a variety of working-class neighborhoods in Montreal. The Montreal Burger Report is a radio show, podcast, blog, something or other, whereupon Blork and Zeke go out, have a couple of burgers, some beer, and in very generalized terms, try to inform you about the wide and wonderful world of burgers in Montreal.
Oui.
Est-ce qu'on peut recommander?
La même chose?
Oui.
Non, pas la même chose.
Non. Pour moi, juste un normal burger.
Comme pareil?
Non, mais moi la tomate. Pas de tomate, pas de laitue, mais avec fromage et cornichons.
Pas de tomate, ok. En vrai, pas de tomate, pas de laitue. Mm-hmm.
Mais cornichons et fromage.
So you want a number three?
Number four,
donc
pas de tomate, pas de laitue,
c'est
le deal.
Okay. Yeah, c'est ça.
Pas de
bacon.
Oui.
C'est bon.
Ouais. Numéro trois aussi. Pas de relish.
Pas de relish.
Mais des oignons frits.
Oignons frits.
Oui.
C'est bon.
Merci.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Had you flagged her? Because she came marching right on here. Like she totally
I didn't flag her. I didn't flag her at all. I did look around. Now it's getting popular.
Same microphones. You've also got a submarine or there's a menu on the wall here. There's specialties. Actually, it's not so different. It's a nice little script, though, isn't it? Nice handwriting. Hamburgers, hamburger steak, club sandwich, sandwiches, sumai, hot chicken. Salad, croissant, pogo, doigt poulet, hot dog. Standard casserole menu you'd see anywhere in Quebec. I would say although the menu may be the same, the burger at least certainly rises above the majority of ones I've been in, although I can't say I've been in many.
Yeah, there, it's I quite enjoy it. Somehow it does have a sort of special space in my heart.
This place?
Yes.
Just from your having lived here and blah, blah, blah?
That, knowing what little I know about the history, wanting to know more also with these sort of upside down burgers, Capicolo.
What really sold me on this are two things. The fact that I learned a new term and the fact that it really applies. And that is the crumble.
It's crumble factor.
The crumble factor.
Mm-hmm.
The crumble factor on this burger is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so crumbly that it's like falling apart like it's a sloppy joe.
No,
but it crumbles just exactly how you want a burger to crumble, because you want a burger to crumble.
That's
if it's too dense, you know, it's like eating a shoe or a piece of slice of meatloaf.
It's next time we'll talk about the crustiness. But it is, to me, it's the crust isn't exactly as perfect as I'd like.
That's true.
But with something as well done as this, if it had a crust,
you'd be in heaven now for that.
No. If it was well done, though, crust and well done don't work.
Oh, okay, that's true. Yeah, I see what you're saying. But if it had this crumble factor and also had a crust.
And it was pink inside or
and
red inside?
And it was inside? Pink inside? I don't think I'd be able to get you to leave.
That would be ordering, going through the menu and going for doubles.
You'd be moving in.
Well, I must say I was surprised with just getting it in wax paper.
I like that. I like it. And wax paper, but essentially, it's more like parchment paper. But let's get the crinkles down. It's more like parchment paper. But it's nice that it's not like all stamped with the brand and stuff like that. You know, they just have a big old roll of parchment paper, probably got it at Costco, and you know, it's nice. It's got a homemade feel to it.
It is a nice local chain.
Yeah, I like it. Good. Mm-hmm. Good. So this is gonna be a good verdict on this one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The bathrooms are functional, reasonably clean, small. You know, there's one for men, one for women, although I really don't imagine why somebody would complain if you went into women, since they're, you know, they both have only one pot.
But I have something to report.
What?
You're not going to believe what I saw in the kitchen, because when you go to the bathrooms here, if there's somebody in, you know, what you have is a full view of the kitchen as they're cooking while you're waiting.
Oh, it's like that open kitchen concept.
It's semi-open because you kind of have to be over by the bathrooms to look in. What I saw in the kitchen was a stainless steel pot of unformed ground beef.
Oh.
It would appear that they form the burgers on demand. Basically, you order a burger, the guy makes the patty, throws it on the grill. That would explain the exceptionally good crumble factor.
That would,
because, you know, when you press your burgers, you know, day in advance or whatever, they tend to kind of cling together. But yeah, when they're pressed together on demand like that, there you go. That's a nice sign.
That's a good thing. Could be why it's a very good burger.
Exactly. I think that's certainly a factor up there. Now, you know, maybe I can't confirm absolutely because I didn't see him reach in and make a burger, but I did see this pot of...
If you wanted to get that paranoid sort of level up, you don't know how long it's been sitting out.
Yeah, that's true, but it's a burger joint. It's a high turnover. The thing had a capacity of, I don't know, maybe 2 liters, 3 liters, you know? Nah, probably 4 liters. I would say that, you know, on a busy night, you're going through one of those every 20 minutes, you know, so I don't think it's been sitting out that long.
I wouldn't worry about it. I'm not paranoid. I mean,
4 liters of burger, I have no idea what that means, but I would say, just like guesstimating, that pan, you're looking at, I don't know, 20 burgers or something per pan. How long does it take to sell 20 burgers in a place like this?
We've gone through six.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I gotta say, there's quite a mix of people we're seeing in here too. You know, there's everything from like this you know, very well dressed but local looking couple that was behind us. There's like a young couple over there. There's a couple of ladies over there. There's, you know, sort of a guy that looks like he's an accountant or something. And yeah, it's a clearly this place has a gathering, not a gathering, but a following. Based on it being, you know, a good deal, a good burger and a good deal, not just because it's conveniently located on the corner.
Yeah, that's one of the things I wanted to know. Is did they give me the raw onions and the fried onions?
Oh, you got the onion on.
Mm-hmm. And which one? No, when you order the fried onion, they take away the raw.
They do take away the raw?
Yes.
Well, that would make sense.
Yes, you would. I'm never certain, though.
Yeah, no, you can never be sure. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my burger that has no lettuce and no tomato does have onion, pickles, a lot of onion. It's looking good. It's looking a little naked out now after...
That looks about the plainest burger I've ever seen.
But I'm hoping it's going to be the tastiest burger I've had, at least in a while.
This is...
And it's a little easier to hold.
Again, still very delicious.
The pickles are hand-cut as well.
How do you know the pickles are hand cut? Different sizes?
Uneven, yeah.
And?
It's good. It's a little drier because it doesn't have a lot of lettuce and tomato and stuff on it. It's a little purer, I would say. Like, you really sense the burgerness. And look, it's actually got a little crust on it.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
So this is approaching your sort of perfect classic burger?
This is really close to my perfect classic burger. I would have cut the onions a little thinner. That's my only complaint.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'd be a little more careful with how I place the onions, because it's like two slices of onions directly on top. So like half the burger is no onion. The other half is too much onion.
For like $3, you're complaining?
I know. But no, it's good. It's really good.
More as you did, you can...
And the meat itself is juicy, too.
And as you did, you can just move the pickles around yourself. Mm. And yeah, we're going to run out of space. This is the first time we've ever gone overtime.
I really need a napkin. She didn't bring me one.
Would you like my sleeve?
No, it's all right. It's funny, I still managed to have my burger fall apart on me.
That's because you keep putting it down.
I know.
You wanted to rearrange your pickles?
It was the onions I rearranged. So there.
No, once I finish mine, I'm going to go back getting more napkins.
actually casting aside some of my onions because there's too much onion.
Thanks for listening to part 4 of episode number 5 of the Montreal Burger Report. Ed Hocko,
also known as Blork,
and Chris Zeke Hands visit to Delalo Burger,
also known as Shema Lush.
In next week's Burger Report, Blork and Zeke go to almost the opposite end of Montreal for their burger fix, Eastern Homo. For you out-of-towners, that's Hochelaga Maisonneuve. They start at Gaines Bar on St. Hubert and then cross the street to go to Le Fast Food. So don't touch that screen, dial, mouse, or browser. And be sure to listen, download, or otherwise enjoy and consume Episode 6 of Ed Hocko, also known as Blork, and Chris Zeke Hands, Montreal Burger Report next week. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was produced by Chris Zeke Hand. If you have any comments, ideas, or suggestions, we can be reached by email at montrealburger@gmail.com or on the internet at montrealburger.wordpress.com. We would graciously like to thank CKUT for their support, Brad Slide and the Marquise for the music, and you for listening.
I don't know, it's just wrong. Burgers are so good when they're good, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, baby. Oh, baby.